In 2008, the Ann Arbor District Library halted plans to replace the existing downtown library with a new, larger facility due to the economic downturn. The library board is now again looking at what to do with the facility, and we need to make a decision in the next month and a half if they want to put a question on the November ballot about a $65 million bond to renovate or replace the building. Library Director Josie Parker says the comments and concerns raised last night were in line with the earlier forums, but one issue was brought up more frequently than in previous community meetings.
We did hear more from a contingency that is interested in preserving and concerned about the libraries being more thoughtful, or in their opinion, more thoughtful about that approach. I hope we can assure people that we are and will be.
Parker says the existing facility is constricting some of the services the library can offer because it lacks enough meeting space, a quiet reading area, and it's a challenge for all the activities going on in the children's area. She says the building's most recent addition in 1990 also came before the Americans with Disabilities Act or the widespread use of the Internet. She says if the board decides to make a major change with the building, they would like to have a facility about 50,000 square feet larger. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.